Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how to maintain a good work-life balance if you travel for work. First, I have to say that I'm not a huge fan of the phrase work-life balance. It implies that work and life are on opposite sides of the scale, and for one to go up, the other has to go down. But this misses the mark when you look at the whole of time. Work and high-quality family or leisure time are not the only things that people do. They do housework. They watch TV. They surf the web. People could spend more time working and more time interacting with their families by chopping other things. Indeed, this is what happened on a society-wide level. Women, for instance, spend more hours working for pay now than they did in the 1960s, and they also spend more time interacting with their children than they did in the 1960s. How is this possible? Well, they spend much less time on housework. That's where the time opened up. But back to the issue of work-life balance and travel. Let's say that you do need to travel for work. Is it possible to maintain a good home life and get some leisure time too? I think it is. The first step is keeping your travel in context. I find that even people who might say they travel all the time seldom truly travel all the time. For instance, looking at new consultants who might go to client sites Monday to Thursday most weeks, we might find that they spend 3 nights away from home about 40 weeks a year. That sounds like a lot, but it's 120 nights. There are 365 nights in a year. So these people who might say they're constantly traveling are home more than two-thirds of the time. We've talked in previous episodes about how 5 p.m. Thursday is the midpoint of the week. So someone who leaves at 5 a.m. Monday morning and is home 5 p.m. Thursday is only gone for half the time. It's important to keep this in perspective. Of course, regardless of the math, if you are gone 3 nights a week on a regular basis, this can certainly feel like a lot of time on the road, both for you and for your family, particularly if your partner is in charge of dealing with young kids while you're gone. But there are a few things you can do to make your life feel more balanced and your family's life feel better as well. First, when you're on the road, build in time for any personal pursuits you'd otherwise need kid coverage for. If you're gone during the work week, your partner is probably not going to be thrilled about you going to the gym for a long session on Saturday. So don't go then. Go Monday night, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning at your hotel. You've taken care of this, so you can take over and send your spouse to the gym when you get back. Also, when you're on the road, work the extra hours. You're not around your family, so there's less of an opportunity cost. This way, you can come home early from work on Friday, and maybe Thursday too. You can minimize any work on the weekends. You can also double up when you're home on family activities you might have missed during the week. For instance, if you're traveling, you're not doing family dinner. But why not get everyone up for a family breakfast on Friday and do a family brunch on Saturday? Adding two extra family meals on the weekend is the equivalent in meal totals of having been there for Tuesday and Wednesday dinner. Finally, you can look for little ways to do what I call homing from work. Plenty of people work from home, but homing from work is the opposite, doing little personal tasks during breaks or downtime. If you only do these tasks when you're home and you're gone from home half the time, you'll have less time to relax and enjoy yourself. And while it might not be a great idea to do personal tasks during time that's truly work time, when you travel, there's lots of gray area. If you've flown to California from New York, use those early hours when you're up, but it's business hours on the East Coast, to make doctors and dentist appointments for yourself and anyone else you need to do this for. Call an elderly relative during a break during meetings. Fill out camp forms and kid yearbook orders and the like from your hotel room. That way, when you get back, you can focus on your family and not on all the little administrative tasks of life. You'll feel more balanced, and that's a good thing. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, and here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.